stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, that's why I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate, I had to set them straight. When you elevate, stacking up losses, I'm handing them out.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Cafe podcast live.
Are we good?
Yep. All right, cool. Just had to double check. I think this is the first. Actually, I don't even want to jinx it. You know, knock on wood. You know. Welcome to the Mindset Cafe podcast live. For you guys just tuning in, this is something that we do on Fridays, right? We do a live episode, and that's so that we can interact with you guys, answer some of your guys' questions, and you guys can join in on the topic. But typically we have, you know, our normal podcast audio feed that is on all podcast platforms, as well as, you know, the videos, like the replay of this and everything will be on YouTube. So you can rewatch it or send it to a friend, hopefully, you know. But today's topic, we're going to talk about the competitive mindset, right? And both pros and cons of having a competitive mindset. Are there any cons? Just kidding. But we're going to go into that today. So thank you guys all for tuning in. Make sure you guys do share this with a friend, rate the show, and let people know that, you know, we do this on Friday so that other people can join in as well. But as always, it's your boy Devin, and my boy Nick is with us. He's two Fridays in a row. He hasn't bailed on me. You know, people don't forget.
I was sick one time.
Hey, man, you call what it is. But with that being said, let's dive in, right?
I'm about to dive in.
I'm going to turn that up so that's loud on the podcast. I want you to start off, like, what is a competitive mindset in, like, your definition, right? What is, we don't have to go in the pros and cons and then, you know, I'll kind of feed off of that. But, like, when someone says that they're competitive, like, what does that mean?
You ask me personally?
Right, like you. Like,
it's you versus you, baby, all day. The only competition is the person right in front of you. Seriously. Seriously, but not seriously. Because, like, if you ask me, well, having a competitive mindset is wanting to be better. Wanting to have, to be, you know, kind of wanting to be better, but having that, you know, kind of excel. And you're pretty much comparing yourself to excel or be, you know, better than another thing. And why I say you versus you is because, you know, it is cliche, but at the same time, it's straight facts. Like the biggest competition or the biggest thing that you should be trying or striving to be better than is yourself yesterday. At least, you know, just a brief breakdown of what that definition is.
Hold on, time out.
The reason why I'm laughing is because Nicole brought up to me, asked me, we're already real straight off the bat, and I love it. It's just because Nicole asked me last week, she's like, does Devin just throw the answer at you and say, you go first? And I'm like, honestly, yeah. So when we're sitting there, like, we go, and it's just like, what do you think? Boom. It's just like, first thing in my head. But it's just funny to me that that is the first thing that comes to my head.
I mean, but it's not like you didn't know what the topic was. I told you like 3 hours ago what we were about to talk about, right? So since Nicole, if you're tuned in, I don't see you, you are tuned in. Nicole, the answer is I don't just throw the topic at him. He knows what the topic is. And since I was doing the intro, it's like, hey, your turn to speak a little bit, right? So he knows what it is. But with that being said, I want you to give the answer like you're not a trainer, right?
Okay.
And I mean, because yes, I agree with everything that you're saying on that. But in an everyday world, like not in as a fitness professional or in Strive, right? What is a competitive mindset overall? Sports, in personal life, like what is just being competitive?
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And I think that was a great way to put the question, to be honest.
No, because I get what you say, and I agree with everything you're saying, right? And we're going to dive into some of that stuff. But for a broader topic, like just when someone says that they're competitive, what does that mean?
That means they want to prove that they're better than the opposing entity.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to, like you said, I'm trying to think of it in a perspective outside of the seat that I'm in, or, you know, my current vision. Like, if I was just in relation to everything else on the outside, and I literally, when you said sports, I kind of brought myself back to when I was in high school, because I did play football. It's just like, what was the definition of being competitive? It's that no matter what it fucking takes, I'm going to be better than fucking team, or our team, including myself, is going to be better and beat the other fucking person on the other side. Right. You know, I think it's just a human fucking thing that we have. Like, it's just engraved in us to want to be better than, like, you know, whatever we're being compared to as.
No, definitely. And that's where I wanted to kind of go with it, because that's exactly what I think of it too, is we said this last time. It's like that Instagram video that, you know, we love playing and showing each other. It's like, you know, if you're a puppy, you know, stay on the porch.
If you want to sit like a puppy.
Yeah. You know, but let the big dogs eat. Because it's one of those things where being competitive, right, in sports, in business, in life, in fitness, it's like you're trying to outdo something or someone, right? Whether that someone is you, or whether that someone is someone else or another team. But it's the fact of you are in the game to win, mm-hmm. right? Whether you're trying to win life, win your fitness journey, you're in a competitive mindset. And whether you think you are or not, naturally it is an instinct that we have, right? And so that's why we have that you versus you challenge, right? Because it's a challenge just to battle yourself. And that's the main one that we'll go into today later, is, you know, your own battles. But like the bi-monthly challenge, the other things that we have, the elite challenge, like, we all have this natural competitiveness. And you may not think you have it, but all of a sudden you start to play a pickup game of basketball, or, you know, kickball that you wanted to play the other day with, you know, with our team. Like, that natural competitiveness comes out because you want to win, mm-hmm. right? People don't want to lose. Mm-hmm. It's not natural to want to lose, right? So a competitive mindset is natural and it's healthy. But when do you take it too far, right? Because now it's like, you have to realize that, like, believe me, I'm an extremely competitive person. Like, I don't fucking like losing.
I hate,
like,
losing too.
And I know you don't like either to lose, you know? So I know, like, this last week in bowling, it must have hit you hard when, you know, you didn't win.
We weren't even on the same lane.
It doesn't matter. The points are the points, you know? I'm just saying. But
for the record, we went mini golfing the other time.
We don't need to bring up past experiences like that far, you know? but going into it, it's one of those things where having that competitiveness, it gamifies the experience of certain aspects of your life, right? When you're competing against someone, it becomes a game. It becomes a competition, and now you're trying to win or trying to improve yourself. Whether it's to the next rung, whether it's to the top of the leaderboard, it doesn't matter, but you're trying to improve yourself. And that's what we should be doing in life, right? Is trying to get better day by day, mm-hmm. right? So where or when do you think that someone could be taking it too far? Like, what in your mind, like, when is someone being too far in being competitive or having a competitive mindset?
Right. So, I guess it depends. Excuse me. I guess it depends on the situation or whatever the competition is or whatnot. But I think it goes a little too far when you are now at a point hurting, I guess, like hurting other people or yourself, like, not in a productive way anymore. Because to give it a little bit more context, I think we're competitive because we're trying to essentially win something,
right?
We're trying to be the one to gain the reward, even if it's not a tangible reward. You know what I mean? Like, you're competitive if you're waiting for a trophy or for a title or whatever, even if it's not something necessarily tangible, even if you're just trying to beat the other. Me and you can run in a sprint right now to the other side. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, the point of being competitive is, like, the point of beating the other person. You're still attaining that right or that that ego boost, that like I beat this other person, right? Mm-hmm. That's that innate instinct that we have to win. Now, I think it's too far when the mindset that you have is to a point that even if it causes the other person harm or yourself, like to the way extreme, like, all right, like you can possibly like, you know, die or something. It's like, I think that's a little too far, you know, but you are also asking a person that is extremely competitive, where it's like, I'm gonna do it, especially if it's like, you know, the situations that we're talking about are, the severity of it is like kind of like real life stuff that it's like our life depends on it and stuff like that. It's like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to win. You know what I mean? But that's if you ask me my opinion on like how far is too far. Cause sometimes too though, like I think you and I, you can vouch for this, that you know that sometimes like when we think like, okay, in competing with whatever it may be, business, life or whatever, it's like you think at a point like, okay, I think this is the line where I can ease up a little bit. I'm still talking competition wise.
Right.
Cause like, again, in perspective, you could be competing with everybody else out there as long as you're not in our circle.
Right.
Then again, if you think about it, of what the reward is or what you were trying to attain, then all of a sudden your competitive instincts kick in, and then you kind of like think like, damn, like what is the reward here? Then it's like now that limit just gets pushed out a little more.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's a little extreme though, you know, for maybe for some people.
No, I get it. I mean, G mentioned, she said when someone cries, which I think it's time and place, if you know, because if we're playing sports and you cry because you lose, like, suck it up. But like, yeah, honestly,
you were
like,
meant to lose. No.
Yeah, if you cry after a pickup game of basketball or something like that, or you know, frisbee golf or something, like, you just made my winning even more desirable. But if you're,
Dico said, when someone operates out dish.
But then like Maddie and Cynthia at the competition gathering, trying to play that Red Rover game, you know, whatever that pickup game, like,
oh,
they're
steal
wrestling.
The bacon.
Yeah, steal the bacon, right? So when they're rolling around and not letting go, I mean, again, that's just competitiveness. When I think going too far, like you're saying, when you can cause someone else harm, right? If you guys are in a fitness competition or even in a sports thing, like, there's a point to winning, and then there's a point to winning at all costs. But then if you take it too far where you're having to put someone else down, like in the game mentally, like, you know, shit talking, all that kind of stuff, like, it's part of some games,
right?
But the main thing is, like, after that game ends, can you flip that switch and go have, you know, go have lunch or whatever with that same person?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you can't, and you can't do that with anyone because you're always in that like dog eat dog mindset, like, you've taken it too far. Like, when we say that we're competitive, yes, we're competitive. But at the same time, like, you've known me for years, right? And I've helped other personal trainers, when I was a personal trainer, grow their personal training business, even though they're my competition, right? Because at the end of the day, like, if you help other people, like, it helps you too. But at the same time, when a trainer or something would kind of flip the script, or I would, you know, hear them kind of going the opposite way or trying to put me down, it's like,
All right,
like, you want to play the game, let's play, you know. But like, and that's the thing, is like, because I don't lose, like, and I don't do anything dirty or anything like that, and that's what I think that you're kind of meaning, is like, if long as you can play by the rules and you know the game and you're willing to go and basically all the way, it's like, then you're cool. But if you have to take shortcuts and cheat and, you know, put someone else down, whether it's, you know, physically or mentally or emotionally, or you have to basically backstab to get there, like, that's going too far in competition. Like, at the end of the day, like, you still have to live with yourself, right? Now, flipping that script and going into like someone's fitness journey, I think that, yeah, like what Diego said, like, if you're starting to operate out of dishonesty, or sabotaging, right? So like that, yeah, exactly. Like, that's going around. Damn, Gabby's in here.
I was just about to, I was smiling, bro. I was like, guess who finally popped in?
Shout out Gabby. The wifey's in here. Finally, I was like, damn, I can't believe you're not a real supporter.
Gabby, but, you know, that, my boy was sad. He's told me, he's like, Gabby hasn't joked.
But but exactly what Deco's saying, like the dishonesty or the sabotage, like at the end of the day, someone else's success, right? Because we've had, I'm not going to mention like gym owners' names, but we've had other gym owners like try to down talk us when we first launched and talking shit. And it's like, we didn't give that back in return because mm-hmm. there's no point. Like at the same time, like we're all about collaboration. Like there's enough out here for everyone to eat, mm-hmm. right? And something that might be working with you might work for us and vice versa. That's the whole game. But at the same time, like when you start to come and try to like, you know, play dirty, it's like, we could play the game, man. Like, and it's not that we're going to play dirty, but we will outwork you. I promise. Like our work ethic is stupid. Right. But that's what people
are inhuman.
Yeah. But that's what people don't realize. It's like, but going into like someone's fitness journey, if you start to compete against yourself and you're doing those things and you're having that competitive nature to better yourself, but now you have to start to do unhealthy things in the process. Like that's, it's going too far. If you're creating an unhealthy habit while trying to create a healthy lifestyle, mm-hmm. like that negative doesn't equal out to that positive.
Right.
Right. That's what I mean. That's how do you feel about like that in like a fitness journey sense?
I was just about to say like, I think a great example that it just popped in my head was the bodybuilding competition like that I did. The reason why I say that is because like, you know, for example, however long your prep is, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, it doesn't matter. During that time, in your mind, at least in my mind, when that was undergoing is, doesn't matter how tired I am, doesn't matter how hungry I am, even your calorie deficit or, you know, and how hard you have to train, how many cardio sessions you have to do, you know what I mean? In your mind, in my mind, I'm just saying my mind and everyone's mind, all you want to do is win. And then, you know, especially if like, you know people that you're competing against, oh, now it's on. It's now it's like the wager just went up higher because now it's like you want to prove yourself better than the other person.
Right.
Right. But I can tell you straight up, and I think anybody that will see this, like, you know, or has like pretty much done a bodybuilding competition or some form of physique competition, in that backstage, bro, yes, that the foundation of competitiveness, because you're trying to win. Each individual is trying to attain that reward, right? In their like pretty much to show off like all their hard work, that why they deserve it better than everyone else. But I can tell you straight up, in that backstage where, you know, everybody's kind of like getting their pump on and like
just getting ready.
Yeah. I was in board shorts.
I think you meant short shorts.
But okay. Nah, it's like the ambiance back there, bro, is like each person was honestly supportive of one another. It was like a community back there.
Right.
It was like a community of competitors. It was like we were all trying to beat and like beat each other. You know what I mean? We were trying to beat each other and be better than the other person. But at the same time, each person knew what the other one had to go through to get there. So we each respected each other. And then kind of like, in a way, it's like, I'm trying to beat you, but we were still uplifting each other, like saying, hey man, your rear delt looks dope. Like, how did you get your rear delt to form and like look that well? Cause you know, mine doesn't look that great, or whatever the conversation may be. But it was, you can tell that it was a genuine support. Like, hey man, like I know how hard you work to get here.
Right.
And even though I'm trying to beat you, like I'm right there with you in a sense of like, I commend you at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's like exactly what someone like, let's say Kobe Bryant, right? You know, RIP, but it's not too soon, man. It's been a while. All right. But like the Black Mamba, right? And the reason I say that is because there's Kobe Bryant and then there's Black Mamba. There's two different personalities, right? So like you're saying backstage, it's one way, but once your group walks on stage, everyone puts on that mask, it's game time.
Yeah.
Like you're not the same helpful person back there because now we're in competition mode. Like now we put on that game face, but then we all walk off the stage. We all know the suck and the, you know, the pain that everyone's going through. And there's that mutual respect, right? Now transitioning, how does that transition into having a competitive mindset when it's just you versus you though?
That's a good one.
I'll start it off so Nicole doesn't think I'm throwing you under the bus each time, you know. But because you and I like have mentioned multiple times, like it's you versus you, right? And at the end of the day, it is you versus you. Yes, when you're on a team and all those kind of things, yes, you're part of the team to, you know, go compete against something. But at the same time, before that competition happens, there's been days, weeks, months leading up to that that you've had daily competitions.
Yeah.
And those daily competitions, it is you versus you, right? And so that mental drive and that competitive drive can stem from a few different places, at least in my opinion. And those places can be from other people, you know, saying negative things, where you can basically use that as motivation. And now that's your competition to prove them wrong. Mm-hmm. It can be from you not thinking you're enough and wanting to prove something to yourself, right? So all those things can stem, you know, or you just setting your goal so high. So not even in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, like you're happy with where you're at, but you want to achieve more. So now you're competing with your previous self to become this new version of self. Right. And so that's all competition within yourself that you're battling. You're having to battle these negative and you compete against these negative outside influences and these negative outside, you know, people talking or things that you're seeing. And then you're having to battle or you're having to battle yourself, telling yourself that you can do it.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can basically set those goals as high as you want and battle yourself to physically get there and push your limits to get to new levels.
Yeah.
But in saying that, there has to be a point that you're honest with yourself, you're not doing anything that is going to harm yourself, and you're creating healthy habits along the way of creating your healthy goal that you're trying to achieve.
Right. Like, exactly. So like when the external factors of, you know, kind of like people that are either have talked shit or like are talking shit or telling you can't do anything, or you want to simply prove someone wrong, or, you know, a teacher or an ex-girlfriend broke up with you and say you weren't shit or whatever. It's like, I feel like those are fuel. Those are like fuel, and kind of it helps you kind of light the fire, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like to prove them wrong. But like you said, to actually achieve, you know, to actually achieve like what you're trying to do and like get to where you're trying to get, it's the only thing that's actually holding you back, like action-wise, is you. Because at the same time, you are the one that's going to put in the work. Everybody can talk shit about you. Your competition can talk shit about you. Your competition can even try to sabotage you, literally. But the whole point of it is, at the end of the day, you yourself are the only one that's actually going to be the one to put in the work necessary to move forward and get to where you're trying to get, especially even if no one is negative gas or negative fuel, you know, even if it's just you wanting more and wanting to progress. Because at a certain point too, bro, like I think I've heard it, like, you know, obviously throughout life and stuff, that at a certain point, if you start excelling well enough, the negative stuff kind of just fades away. Because then it's like,
I don't think it fades away. I think
you don't hear it. Like, you don't think about it anymore because you already surpassed.
Right.
It. You know what I mean? You're already better. You already know you're better than that. I don't got to say anything else.
Right. I mean, think of it like, think about it. I like to say it like a mountain analogy, right? You're at the base of the mountain. Before you start climbing that mountain, like, you're going to hear the village talking shit, right? You're going to hear all the things that saying you can't climb the mountain. It's impossible, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't do that. You're not built for that. All of a sudden you get, you know, a little bit up. You can still hear the voices. They're not as dominant, you know, and then all of a sudden you get a little higher and they start becoming a little less faint. You hear one there, here, there. And all of a sudden, once you get to the top of the mountain or even closer to the top of the mountain, all those voices start to fade away because they're too far. Like, now you're in that symbolism is your belief in yourself. Mm-hmm. So even if someone's saying something, like, it almost goes right over your head because you just don't care. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can say what you want. It's like, we both know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's your belief in yourself. Your trust in yourself and your confidence in yourself all build, which kind of like shun out that like negative talk.
Yeah. That comes from your action. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's what some people fail to realize, or at least like they don't see that in the moment, is that to get there though, or like you don't even notice it when you get there. I think, like, you know, it's not something that like, oh yeah, because you're micromanaging, like when you're surpassing certain things or certain negativity or whatever. Because I think when you just take the actions, like you literally have to do them, it just, you know, it's what takes you there. You can't climb that mountain without physically climbing it.
Right.
But also, when you, so aside from like getting past like the negative talk and stuff, and once you are, you don't even worry about it anymore because, again, you're already over it. And wanting to excel for more, it's, I think that you versus you is like, because you know yourself what you're capable of. And if you don't allow yourself to pretty much operate, or at least push to operate at your own maximum full potential, that's when you know, that's some, your internal self saying, I'm being a bitch. Yep. And like, I know I can do better. And it's like, you ask, you start to ask yourself, like, what is the reward I'm trying to attain? You know, what am I trying to get to? And then when you start to weigh out if it really means enough to you to push and give up and sacrifice or do whatever it takes to get there, is what's kind of like that moment where you have that you versus you competition, like staring at you right in the face. Because it's like, if you start making the right steps to get there, that's on you.
Right.
But if you don't, that shit is still on you.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's gonna fucking, there's nobody to point your fingers at. And I think, honestly, dude, when it comes to, I think, any aspect in life too, though, like literally anything, that a lot of people like try to blame the competition, mm-hmm. point fingers of like, this is why I didn't do it, this is why, or whatever, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, you're pointing fingers at the wrong places, because the only fingers you should be pointing at is yourself.
Right.
I think that's a big like perspective of my end on that you versus you. Because again, even if you're competitive, I heard something where it's like, let's talk like, I guess if you were to put an example of sports, mm-hmm. if someone could be more talented than you, right? But if you work harder long enough than that, like, you know, in that specific thing, there's no reason why you shouldn't have a fair shot, or even like have the capability of like beating somebody.
Well, it's because talent only takes you so far.
Exactly.
Right? Skill will always outbeat talent, and skill is something that's developed. Right? Your talent is something that you just naturally have, but your skill is something you develop. Now, if you have talent and you develop your skill, you can become an unstoppable force.
You're a deadly weapon.
Right? But like, since we've been, I know we keep that kind of diving in just on like what it is to have a competitive mindset. Let's transition into basically like some of like the pros and cons of both, right? Like, let's dive more into that aspect. So, again, not to throw you under the bus, I'll eat it first, right? So like diving into like the pros, right? The pros of having a competitive mindset will allow you to actually push yourself further. It'll allow you to achieve things that you would never strive for by yourself, right? Without that either extrinsic or intrinsic like push, that competitive mindset is going to allow you to achieve new things. For example, you know, let's say Lamborghini. Right. Lamborghini was originally, I forget the dude's first name, but he was originally a tractor maker. And that's what Lamborghinis were. Right. He basically mentioned something to Ferrari about their clutch. Ferrari basically insulted him and said, go back to your farms, you know, keep working on your tractors, and basically blew him off. Lamborghini turned around and said, all right. He's like, you think you're better than me? Like, right. I was trying to talk about a collaboration and just installing the clutch that we use on our tractors that doesn't fuck up like your Ferraris. And we could have had this, but all of a sudden that created a competitive mindset. Now we have Lamborghinis, which, Phil, if you're watching, cooler in my opinion. Just kidding. But it's one of those things where like that's a healthy form of competition. Like, now they're one of the biggest, you know, premium brands up there with Ferrari and all that kind of stuff. But that wouldn't have stemmed if there wasn't that natural competitiveness, right? As well as, you know, things like, let's say, the race to the moon, right? Who would have got to the moon? Whether you think that actually happened or not, whole different story. But again, that competitiveness will start to have you pushing harder and further and faster and working more tirelessly on that so that you can achieve those things. Otherwise, if there wasn't that sense of competitiveness, you know, you're going to end up procrastinating, and you're going to, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm working on it. And it's like,
yeah, it creates like a more the sense of accountability and urgency.
Right.
So that, I think that's a great, point as to like being pro.
Phil says Ferrari is still better. Just saying. Phil, I'll say Ferrari's, honestly, I don't have a, I lean either way, but all I'm saying is let us wrap your car, man. All I'm saying, these stripe walls behind me would look pretty cool on a Ferrari. Just saying, you know, but just a little
side note. I think so too,
but you know, I think they would go, your Ferrari would go viral, man.
Yeah, you can, and then you can just drive it back and forth.
Yeah, and we'll throw the Stripe logo on it or something, you know. No biggie.
But like I was saying, I think that pro from being having that competition is giving you that sense of not letting off the gas, that accountability, that sense of urgency to stay on your shit, pretty much.
Right.
You know, as long as you use that to that proper mindset.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because then I think there's a fine line when it becomes for becoming a pro and a con.
Right.
And that's when it's like, you know, I don't know, I guess depends on the person, but it's like, how far are you willing to go in competing with somebody for it to turn into like, oh shit, now I'm gonna do whatever the fuck it takes to like fuck this person over.
No, but I mean, yes, and like, we'll, like, as we go into like the cons a little bit, I think we'll dive into that part because I get what you mean. But I think that it's like, the pro of it is, should be like, how far am I willing to go?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if you're in life, if you're trying to achieve a goal, and every road bump that you encounter, every obstacle that you come across, that you stop or you're like, ah, I can't do it, then it's like that competitive drive isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to prove that you can do it, whether it's to yourself or to someone else or, you know, whatever, like that competitiveness allows you to overcome those obstacles, right? Yeah. So it has to be, I think Will Smith's quote was like, if we get on the treadmills together, like, either you're getting off first or I'll die, right? Like, you know, I will die before I get off first, right?
Like,
so it's one of those things where you have to have that never give up, you know, mentality to basically succeed in life and anything that you want to do, because anything worth value isn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to go to battle with yourself, with others, and you're just not going to end up being top of the charts,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to end up being that future version of self, right? Yeah. That you're trying to be. And so if you're trying to look like your role model, that's, let's say, an Instagram influencer or someone on TV, you think they got there, you know, overnight? No. But you're going to have to battle just like they did at one point to get there.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. It's impossible.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I've heard it somewhere, but I said it today and it honestly stuck in my head.
You heard it and I started laughing. I was like, just come.
But it's one of those things where, again, it's how far am I willing to go?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not willing to go the distance, then why try it all?
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with that. Just because it's like, if there's no other like entity that's kind of like trying to elevate the bar above you or next to you, it's like you're comfortable. You're not willing to push your limits. You're not willing to test the waters to see, all right, you know, how far can I go? How much leaner can I get? How much longer can how much harder can I push?
Right.
I mean, it's just a simple example, like the heart rate belts that we have.
Right.
It's like, you can see the members all the time. They're literally competing with each other. Like one who can get to red on the red zone faster, and who can stay in the red zone longer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in that sense, it's like, if those two people or a number of people weren't put up against another person, it's like, would they really push themselves to get into the red zone like that hard, or
right.
or to stay in the red zone that long, or
right.
to get there that fast if there was no external factor being compared against?
Right.
So,
and I mean, and it's naturally like that kind of competition is good. Like, you're pushing yourself to do it. You know, Dico says that he would like to see who, you know, gets off the treadmill first, Goggins or Will Smith, you know. I think Goggins has him on that one. Thank you, Rachel.
shout out, Rachel.
But it's one of those things where, again, it's like, if that same person that hits red zone when they're working out next to someone is in here by themselves, are they still going to hit red zone? right? And so even if you're not working out with someone, like, you're still trying to hit the red zone and you're still trying to improve that way. And that should be the mentality, but it's not always the case. And sometimes that external factor, whether it's, you know, what other people say about you, whether it's, you know, someone gives you a compliment and you want to, you know, keep that momentum going, all those kind of things kind of push you and should push you. And you have to kind of save those up for the times that you just don't feel like doing it. But again, the pros of it, of having that competitive mindset with someone else, like I said, like, we're the most helpful people in our industry with other industries. Like, it doesn't matter. And at the same time, like, yes, we're competitive, but at the same time, like I said earlier, you have to be able to live with yourself. And at the same time, you don't want to be so competitive that no one wants to be around you, not just in the sport or in the game, but in life. Because if you're that competitive on everything and anything, and you take it overboard where you're basically losing friends or losing people in your circle, or no one wants to be around you because you're just an asshole all the time, then that's when it starts to become a con versus a pro. Right. But having that and being able to transition from, you know, basically one phase to the next phase, like competitive, you know, just everyday you, like, that's where it's still a healthy comparison. When you're in the gym, like, you're on like grind mode. You walk out the doors, it's not like you're fucking Tokyo drifting all the way back home. Right. It's one of those things where, again, there's times and places for everything. Right. And it's fun. It should be fun. Competition is fun. And at the end of the day, like, some of your best friends and stuff like that, like, you can compete with them. And at
that's
the end
what I was
of the
gonna
day,
say, like, another pro is like a friendly competition.
Right. But I mean, most competitions are friendly, right? Because you're trying to outdo each other. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you should still be like, damn, like, you crushed it, right? You know, and you just, like, when you were backstage, like, you guys all knew what you guys went through, whether you won first or, you know, didn't win first. You guys were all supportive of that. Like, damn, did you wish you win first? Of course. But that's that competitive side. But at the same time, you didn't start, you know, down talking the first place person and, oh, well, he did this and, you know, the judges are, you know, his favorites. Like, no, now you're just like, you should have fucking worked harder.
Yeah.
Right. There's so many other things, right? When, like you said, when you start pointing the finger at other places, like, the first thing you need to do is look in the mirror. And if you're that competitive that you're only looking and blaming outside, it's like, you're forgetting the first competition. The first competition is you.
Yeah.
Right. So, what are some, I mean, I know we've mentioned a few, but, like, what are some negative or what are some cons about a competitive mindset? Your turn.
So, I mean, besides the ones that we've mentioned already about, you know, kind of like the negative aspects of competition, is it can actually push you too much. Like, I guess I'm leaning a little bit more towards that self aspect of it, obviously, you know, because what we've kind of mentioned a little bit more, touched on, was, like, you know, kind of causing harm, you
right.
know, or putting down other people. I think a big one for me about the con in competition is, like, when you start to, I guess, push yourself so far that now you're actually affecting your internal people, where you start to lose, like, you know, whatever it may be, like, where you, it becomes like, it doesn't become a competition anymore. It becomes over obsessive.
What? Rachel said we should be lifting weights while we're talking, and people want that.
So we're both out of breath.
We actually tried that. You know, we did some recordings of that. It was harder than you think. We're trying to, like, have a conversation and talk about serious topics, and we're just like. And then Nick farted and we couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, right. No, that didn't happen. That's a great idea. I feel like we're just so gassed out of breath. But, like, does that make sense? It goes beyond being competitive at a point, I guess. It's like, now you're over obsessive about it, that, like, you know, where you're not. Okay, so it depends on what you're trying to achieve, right? Of what you're being competitive about. Where you start to forget that you have other stuff to do, where you start being counterproductive in any other aspect. And you know what I mean? Because too much of anything is not a good thing.
Right.
Right. So where, like, you know, like, if you're starting to neglect time in other, like, with your family or at home, or if, like, you're slacking off work because now you're too fixated on something that you're competing against. I think that's a big con. You know what I mean? Where, like, damn, it went way too far off that scale.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if it's like you're being competitive with yourself. For example, if you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to cut down body fat, where you go so far that it's like now you're in an unhealthy stage.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where like now you drop way too much weight of a healthy range, or you're about to hit organ failure because right. You have no more body fat lining up. You know what right. I mean? I think that's a definite con.
No, and I mean, like I actually, we spoke about this, you know, a while back, but there was a local like young bodybuilder who ended up passing away because before his competition, like I don't want to mention names or anything like that, but before his competition, like he, even though his coaches and stuff like that were telling him to start cutting water at a certain time, he decided to do it days earlier, and he was so dehydrated that he actually had a heart cramp, right? And because your heart's a muscle, so heart cramp is basically a heart attack, right? So that's going too far, mm-hmm. right? That's a con. When you're so competitive that you're going to do something that can put your life or other people's lives in jeopardy, as well as put someone else's mental state, not just in the sense of like a game or a competition, like that one event, but putting someone down so far that now they're looking at themselves in the mirror in a different light, yeah. in a negative light, right? When you start to, now that's not being competitive anymore. Now you're just an actual bully. Like yeah. there's a competitive bully, and then there's an actual just
you're just hurting somebody now.
Right.
Yeah.
And like that's not fun for anyone. And that's when you start to lose people and lose friends. And also you have to think, if that's your competitiveness and that's what you think competitiveness is, you gotta realize the person you're doing that to, like their circle and your circle, as they're seeing that happen, they'll start disassociating themselves with you because they're not gonna be around someone like that, because now that kind of shows who they are. Right. So you'll lose people in that sense. But like you said, with the whole time management thing, I think there's a time and a place. Right. Because I think that both of our families, you know, can say that we swung way too far with like the business at one point. Mm-hmm. Right. But then it's like, OK, like there's times and places for going all in or moving the needle more in this sector of life for this time to get, you know, achieve this, but you need to be able to bring it back and know that it's only for a set time.
Yeah.
Right. And taking it too far where you're not, you know, spending time with the kids or the family or, you know, something like that. It's like, if you're just doing it because you're working out and now you need to do 2-a-days and all these kind of things, it's like your life doesn't have to be a perfect balance. Right. It doesn't need to be a third of your day you're working, a third of the day you're with your, like, it doesn't need to be that. Everyone's life is different and the balance is going to be different, mm-hmm. but there needs to be some balance in you, in, like, that works for you and your family or you and your circle. Right. Like if we're only at the gym, it's like obviously our family would suffer. If we were only with our family, the gym would suffer. So like, there has to be that balance. Mm-hmm. And then same thing with your own personal journey. It's like, if you're missing out on like important events because you're at the gym because you can't skip a single day, and now you're missing like your kid's soccer game, it's like you could have gone later, or it's like if you would have gone tomorrow it wouldn't hurt you, right? So it's like you gotta have that balance. Or if you miss this one game because you guys are gonna go do something as a family tomorrow, it's like, okay, like there's a give and take to that, right? But there has to be give and take everywhere. And if there's not, then you know, you may be doing it for a short-term goal, but it's going to have long-term consequences.
Yeah. And to add to that, I think each competition, and depending what it is a certain just time frame. Because like that whole you versus you aspect, yeah, like and essentially that's kind of like throughout your whole lifespan. It should be, at least, or else you're not progressing. You're losing the competition,
right,
if you ask me. But even in each parameter of what your current goal is, you're competing with yourself primarily, you know, and then you move on to the next thing. Like during that time frame, within that specific competition, your concentration is on certain things. You're allotting certain efforts in those areas. Now, when you're moving on to the next aspect of your life or your competition, whatever that competition may be, it's like now you're starting to maneuver and navigate through what, you know, where your energy and concentration and focus is going to be allocated to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in the same sense too, it's like, let's use the 11 week challenge as an example, just to back up my whole point of time frame, is that you're pushing yourself, and you know, you're spending a lot of energy on your nutrition plan and staying consistent with your workouts, and literally, you know, it's a competition within yourself also, but trying to be the one to come out on top aside from everyone else or whatever competition you're doing. Now, when that time, that specific time frame is over, it also is like, now you have to, like you said, balance it out. Or if you're transitioning to another, a different competition, now you're going to be focusing on something else. It can't be where it's like just that one thing, or that whatever you're concentrating on within that specific competition you're doing, that's it forever.
Right.
Does that make sense? Just to kind of like, it clicked in my head when you were saying that you have to kind of balance it out at a certain time. Because like, it's all moving parts. Every competition is different. Not every competition that you do is going to require the same thing from you.
Right.
I think that's one of the cool things too about, you know, kind of like that progress, just like a never ending progress. It's like, you know, when pretend you're doing the Olympics, if you're a runner, swimmer, doesn't matter. Like you could be competing against, like for one match or one Olympic event, you're going to be preparing because you know you're facing like this number of people. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the next 4 years and that next Olympics, you're not going to be facing the same exact line of people, or at least like, I don't know, maybe like the popular ones, but I'm sure not every single person is going to be the same. So your training regimen is going to be different. What you do within the time in between is going to be different, you know, and also being able to adapt and change your approach and perspective within those set of time frames is something important to be mindful of, mm-hmm. or else. It is also a con that you're going to be just fixated on the same thing or go too far off one side of the spectrum.
No, I agree. And it's one of those things where you have to realize that, I mean, bring up something like Olympics, I mean, that's like an extreme of like a time frame in between each set competition. But just because even like, let's say you won the gold medal this year, doesn't mean next year you're guaranteed the win, right? So now you're going into battle with yourself every single day to try to prove yourself again. And you're competing not only against everyone else there, but you're also trying to beat your records from last time, mm-hmm. right? It's like that, I forget what episode it was, but the one where I was talking about basically like the wolf climbing up the mountain is always gonna be hungrier than the wolf chilling at the top, right? So it's like, don't let yourself get to the top of the peak and be that wolf that's just laying there and just chilling. It's like you should always be climbing that next mountain,
yeah, exactly.
Right? So you got to think life is a competition every single day. And every single day you're trying to better yourself, whether it's, you know, becoming better in your emotional sense, your spiritual sense, your relationships, you know, your physical, you know, being, whatever the case is, you should be trying to improve in one area and always be climbing that next rung of that ladder, right? Otherwise, it's like, what the point? If you're already there, it's like, what's the point of going to the gym? What's the point of doing this? It's right. You're just going here to maintain, like, hang out. Like, no, like you came into the gym again today because you're still trying to improve a little bit.
Exactly.
Right. So I think that's a huge thing that people need to realize. It's like, you're never there.
Damn.
Right. And it's like, if you think you're there, like you're not.
Yeah.
And if you think you're there and you've gotten complacent enough, you need to have a little bit more of a competitive mindset and re-shift your perspective on life. And if you, I think the opposite way though, if you never think you're there and you never celebrate any win, like that's something that also can be in a negative sense too, because like you have to tell yourself, or you have to show like your subconscious that you like and you appreciate and have gratitude towards the wins. Right. So it's like something that Trevor was actually saying. He's like, you know, what are you guys going to do when like the franchise launches and all that kind of stuff? Like, you guys going to go out? And I was like, honestly, I haven't even really thought about it. And he was like, I already know what you and, you know, you guys are going to be doing. Like, you guys are going to just keep going. He's like, you can't do that. And then it made me think about it for a minute. And that's what we've had the talk, like what we're going to do and stuff. And so it's like, you have to acknowledge, you don't need to go out and have cheat meals like when you lose 10 pounds and celebrate that in that sense, but you need to be at least acknowledgeable and prideful that you've made it this far. Mm-hmm. And then you can get back into the game and set your next goal. Yeah. But if you just see and you're like, okay, I got there, whatever, like, and keep going, your body never knows and your mind never knows like when you're going to be happy. So it's never happy.
Yeah.
Right. So you should look back how we talked about, like, you, if we looked back to when we first launched a gym or before that, when we were in the park, you know, freezing our asses off, like looking back is like, there's days that, you know, we both mentally struggle, right? Like we're not perfect and we go through the same struggles as everyone else. And then we've had to tell each other like multiple times that, bro, like, I get it, but like, think about this or think about that. Like, look how far this has came already. Right. And then all of a sudden when you're like, damn, like, okay, like you get that sense of like pride of like, damn, we did accomplish this, or, you know, we have made it really far. It's like, we both know that that doesn't mean we get to rest, but you have to sometimes be grateful that you've allowed yourself to push thus far. Mm-hmm. And now you're like, okay, let's get back in the game. I need to get back grinding.
Yeah. And I really like that you said, Nicole said, yes, be your biggest competition and also your biggest fan. I'm your biggest
celebrate fan. Celebrate your wins.
Definitely. I agree with that. But I think what you had mentioned about, you know, kind of competing in every aspect of your life, I think that's the whole point of it. Like, that's the whole point of life, is to try to better yourself, but
and using, beat fucking everyone else. I'm kidding.
using that aspect of being competitive, mm-hmm, to excel you, to propel you in every aspect, though. You know what I mean? Like, right. Compete against yourself. Okay, and I'm saying that because, like, you're not gonna say, I'm a better husband than this person, or I'm a better brother, or whatever. You know what I mean? Not those kind of weird things. Some people may, and I'm saying that because some people
fucking, I heard you say that the other day.
Some people fucking take shit way too fucking
far. Yeah.
But what I mean is, like, you know, a competition with yourself in a way, like, let me see if I can be a better husband, or be a better father, be a better boss, be a better leader, be a better brother, be a better fucking friend. You know what I mean? Like, be a better health expert or whatever, you know what I mean? Or as far as, like, you know, if you're doing your own, if you're on a specific program, like following a meal plan or following a specific structured workout regimen, it's like competing with yourself, like to beat what you were able to do yesterday. You were on top of your, like, you know, your nutrition 9 out of 10 yesterday. You're competing with yourself. It's like, can you do a 10 out of 10 today?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, not only does being competitive apply in, like, the real, you know, real life, real time kind of things where you're doing something, but again, it could be in the little actions that you do that will help better you.
Right.
You know what I mean? In every form.
No, and I agree. And, like, while you are trying to compete against yourself, and that's where your competition does stem from, like, I want to kind of add on to what you're saying too, is like, when you're competing against others, like, your goal is to win. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I say, like, when I'm joking, but not joking, like, when your goal is to beat everyone else, it's like, yes, obviously you're not trying to, you know, do it in any form or fashion that goes against your core values, but you're trying, your goal is to win, right? So in competition, I want to be number one. Like, here, we want to be number one, right? But at the same time, if you give everything you can, like when you went for the bodybuilding thing, if you gave everything you can, regardless of the results, you can't be mad at yourself because there was nothing that you left on the table that you have regret for. Mm-hmm. And that's where that competition kind of stems from. So it's like, yes, your goal is to win, but that is also your opponent's goal. Mm-hmm. Both people can't win. So someone is going to have to realize they fucking suck. Just kidding. No, but someone has to realize that they just didn't win. They didn't practice enough. And it doesn't mean that they didn't give 100% of what they could or train 100% of what they could and do, and they didn't do everything in their power. But sometimes in life, it's just not enough. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because life keeps going and you can try again, right? And so now you know, you've made it this far. You became a new you. This new you can go farther than that previous you. So now you have the tools, you have the skills, you built up the knowledge to progress even further, and that might be enough, mm-hmm, right? Like, for even for business, right? We couldn't handle some of the problems that we're handling now like with the franchise and stuff like that, when we first launched. I know we think we could have, but we didn't have the mental like capacity and mental fortitude to face some of like the obstacles or some of just the tasks that we needed to do. But it's because we became better, right? So it's one of those things where, and even in fitness, you know, let's say you can't do a push-up today. That doesn't mean you're never going to do a fucking push-up. It just means you're not good enough today. Your body's not strong enough today to do a push-up, and that's okay. There's other ways that you can try to do it, but again, you try again tomorrow. You try again the next day, and the more you try, eventually it's going to happen, right? But the thing is, if you give up, then it's never going to happen. And if you give up in life, if you give up in a game, you've already lost, right? And that's the only true way that you lose in competition in life is if you just give up,
right?
Right. If you don't, you know, succeed and become number one, that's fine. But the only way you'll regret not becoming number one is if you didn't give everything you had to the competition.
Yeah.
Whether it's yourself or, you know, whatever. But if you didn't give 100%, then it's like, if you're not giving 100%, then why do it at all? If you're not focusing 100% of your ability and trying with all your effort to do it, then why do it at all?
Yeah.
Life is short. So if you're not going to give it this, that means that you don't really care about it. So fucking go do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why, like, in anything that you do, you know, kind of like we just said, it's like, treat it like a comp, because it is. Like, treat it like a friendly competition. Most of it is going to be with yourself. You know what I mean? And remembering, I think the big part, like, to take away from it is using our competitive side, our natural competitive side, to benefit us, to make us better in every aspect, but also to remember that you beat your competition, which was you yesterday, with full intent, full effort, practice, discipline, repetition, doing the same thing, and, you know, applying what you learned that you weren't able to do yesterday, and being and leading it for you to be a better you tomorrow.
Yeah. And like, if you can't beat yourself, how the fuck do you think you're going to beat me? How do you think that's the mentality, right? So like, yeah. if I don't think I can beat, if I can't beat my previous self in today, how do I expect to beat you or someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I don't have that push, like, I'm not going to have that push all of a sudden when we go head to head. Right. That's just not going to be there. Like, you've been training and you've been getting better each day, and I've been half-assing it. Like, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. You have that hunger, that fire, you know, to do it. So I think that's the main thing, is like, realize that you have to, one, first believe in yourself, and that belief will start to basically light that fire and create that drive that will start to have that natural competition within self. And then from there, it's like that starts to progress, and that starts to, you know, friendly competitions with other people, fucking Patty's push-up competition, right? Like, stuff like that. Like, all those things are friendly, they're fun. And you got to realize, when you better yourself and you're competitive with yourself and you're lifting yourself up and improving yourself, you also start to lift up others and inspire others. Like, how many times does someone shoot a basketball and say, Kobe, you know, right?
But every time, probably.
But if you think about it, but why? It's because he was literally in the gym for hours before the game would start, hours, you know, before practice start, and would just shoot. And that's how he got so good. And now all of a sudden, other people aspire to be like that, right? So it's like, if you can't go to a battle with yourself, don't expect to win a battle against someone else.
Yeah.
Right? Like, again, battle and competition all starts within you before it goes extrinsic.
Damn.
Right.
Damn.
So with that being said, we're about to hit an hour, and I know like Instagram caps
really?
at an hour. Yeah. So I don't want to get this cut off from the live, but make sure you guys, you know, let your friends know and everything that we're doing, the Friday night lives at 8 PM. This episode, if you guys did miss it, or if you want to send it to a friend, it'll be up on the podcast platforms as well as on YouTube this weekend. So, you know, send it to a friend, leave a comment, and like always, guys, we appreciate y'all. Love y'all. See you on the next one. That was when Nick was supposed to go. Peace.
Oh, my bad. Peace.